Four-time Iditarod champion Martin Boozer has great stories to tell, but it's his dogs that capture your heart. That was the case yesterday when a kennel of Boozer sled dogs showed up on the lawn of Centennial Hall in Juneau. Boozer was inside speaking to a ballroom full of young people and Rotarians about goals and hard work. When he was through, it was the dogs' turn. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports.
Martin Boozer says dogs are eternal children. And at yesterday's meeting in downtown Juneau, everyone was ageless.
You're so pretty. Can you say hi?
How are you guys doing? Oh, you're good-looking dogs. Good-looking dogs.
He reached up and kissed me in the face. He was so cute.
These young sled dogs in training were getting the same treatment their Iditarod counterparts get after the race is over. Rubs and hugs from well-wishers at the end of the trail. The Swiss-born musher holds the fastest time for the race from Anchorage to Nome, covering the 1,150-mile Iditarod Trail in 8 days, 22 hours, 46 minutes, and 22 seconds, set in 2002. While he's run the race 27 times and won it 4 times, he told the youth at the Pillars of America luncheon that he never forgets he's also a 23-time loser. Boozer talks to a lot of young audiences each year and often asks them,
"What are you proud of?"
Inspirational speakers at luncheons like these often say you can do anything you want. But that, Boozer told the youth, is BS.
You can work and achieve anything you want only with hard work, dedication, and diligence.
Martin Boozer came to Alaska from Switzerland in 1979 for what was to be a year-long adventure of learning more about the care and training of sled dogs. He's now a naturalized American citizen and lives in Big Lake with his family and 90 dogs, give or take a few. During an interview before his speech, he recalls that as a boy, his family always had a menagerie.
Including, a mouse-eating baboon spider. Most Alaskans don't know that, but I was actually an authority on turtles and tortoises. At one point in my young adult life, I knew all 280 species by botanical name and descriptions.
Early on, he learned that every species does best in its natural environment. So when he compares his fastest Iditarod time of 8 days to the early winners at 20 days...
That's less than half the time. What happened? Well, what happened is dog care. You know, it goes back to the frogs in the terrarium. They now have a perfect environment. They have perfect nutrition or ever-improving nutrition. They have ever-improving care.
Boozer has won awards for humanitarian care of his dogs.
That's compassion. That's understanding.
He says his dogs are born with drive and motivation, and he builds on that. Training starts right after birth. He carries puppies around in his shirt while he's doing chores, so they get used to his rhythm, his voice, his smell.
You know, at home, I take 30 dogs on a free run. I turn them loose and I say, if you want to go somewhere else where you can find it better, please feel free to go. So I turn the whole kennel loose and they all stick around. And I take that as a compliment.
He calls his sled dogs thoroughbred mongrels, designer dogs bred for athleticism, speed, and work. Back at Centennial Hall, Boozer regaled the youth with Iditarod and dog care stories, interspersed with advice on goal setting, hard work, and being a winner. Many of the kids fawning over the dogs after the speech said they got his message, like Corey Helgeson. He asked Boozer if he treats a team that comes in first any differently than the dogs that get the Red Lantern.
The answer was no. He didn't reward them more when he won. He rewarded them equally each and every time. I think that if I ever get a dog team, I'll treat them all equally, no matter winner or loser. Someday I hope to be in the Iditarod myself, if the Iditarod's still around then.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.